taking until there is no more to take.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 6 p.m. edition of the Pete Santilli Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? Locals, we got a stream going. Thank you for your support over at Locals, you guys. Thank you. You're doing everything you can to help us to survive, of course. Thriving is not even an option at this point. Until we get to the survival point. So here we are with a Locals stream. And I want you guys to get onto our local streams. We're going to be doing some exclusive content. 5x5, Pete. Thank you, Camden. Huh? Is there a snary sound? What's that? Snary? Snary, we're 5x5. We're doing well. We're doing well. Listen, I want to give special recognition to our sponsor, Field of Greens. This broadcast and many other broadcasts, hopefully into the future. Here it is. This is the one. I'm going to have to crack this one open because I toasted the other ones. Field of Greens, it's real organic superfood. Of course, everybody trying to drop those pandemic pounds. I am like crazy. Do I have pandemic pounds? Is it called pandemic pounds, Deb Jordan?
Yeah, we got into some pretty bad habits.
Yeah, we did.
Get
off the wagon. We're gonna get back on though.
Well, right? we were on the wagon, then off the wagon, then on the wagon. It's just been a kind of that yo-yo thing that we've been doing. But yeah, I mean, right.
I gotta get it together.
Just staying home, not going anywhere. Pizza looked great, you know. It was so much easier to order in than go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. So go to Field of Greens, fieldofgreens.com. And by the way, another thing we've been struggling with, but we're doing well. All the auction items are going to be out and about. We've confirmed all the addresses. We got everything weighed. We got everything boxed up.
Well, we don't have everything weighed, but I can tell you guys this about the auction, because that's what I was doing last night. I don't know if you announced that last night, but
I didn't. But Ashley's back in town now. Her dad is doing better. She was able to leave her dad.
Yeah. So we got to work on it last night. We got everything organized and ready.
Well, it was organized. You're talking about organized for shipping. Yep.
Organized for shipping.
Yep.
Yes.
Everything's
going
out.
And all the items that everybody got, because people got, they had different item numbers, right? So we got everything together, double checked everything, and now we are going to start packing those tonight. And they will, some of them will be shipped out tomorrow, and then the rest of them will be shipped out ASAP. The following day.
Yes,
as we get them
for together, your patience. So. Everything's been. And safe.
Yeah, I mean, I had COVID, then, and Ashley was gone, and then
nightmare.
You had to go out of town, and then we went out of town for one weekend before that, and it was just all of that happened.
Yeah.
So the holidays slowed us down, and sickness, and then when Ashley got to Rhode Island, she was only going to stay a week, and then her father fell very ill, and so she was gone.
So here we are.
And she got back the other day. And so today, last night, we worked on it up until about 10:30. And we got it all done and ready for shipping. So thank everybody for their patience with us.
Thank you. Yeah. So go to fieldofgrains.com. Get 15% off. And of course, if you go to fieldofgrains.com, use promo code Pete to get 15% off. And put it on auto ship, get an additional discount for doing so. It's a great product. It really, really is. The ingredients are awesome. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. Deb does not take it because it's got green tea.
It's got caffeine in it. Caffeine. I'm sensitive to caffeine, so I cannot partake. But I mix your juice up, your punch.
It's always about the juice, isn't it?
And guess what? So when I do that, it smells wonderful. And from everybody that I know that's doing it says it is amazing. And it's a detoxifier. It is all those things. And if I wasn't so sensitive to caffeine, I would definitely be using it. So
so what's going to go on tonight? Now, you're, of course, going to break away here. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be coming on. It was so awesome to finally meet her in person. She'll be coming on tonight. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Now our top news headline should be very disturbing, but listen, here's the most disturbing part about our top news headline. There's zero accountability.
No.
None. They've got billions and billions of dollars flowing into Ukraine. And guess what they're doing with your money, folks? Spending it on expensive cars, mansions, vacations. They're living large on your money. They are. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to submit legislation to get rid of firecrackers for Antifa. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She is such a worthless piece of, you know what? She really is. Her and she's the front face of the worthlessness.
Well, let's pray that there is some saving grace in there somewhere, and that she does do something that's worthwhile and good for us. And we pray for her.
You think so?
I want to pray for her. I do, because
I pray that everybody causes her and her friends to evacuate. That's what I pray for.
Yeah,
they all need to leave. keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's other people's role. I want you guys to pray for good, kind things that will amount to nothing.
Don't say that. God can do all kinds of things.
Depends what you ask him for. If you're out there asking him, could you please give her another chance? You're going to get.
Huh? Yeah.
You're going to get exactly what you ask for. Right?
Well, we can only go by what history is telling us here. And that is the most frustrating part of all of this, is that we are into 2023 now and on the move. And these folks have had opportunity after opportunity, and here we are still talking about Ukraine, and we're still talking about Joe Biden and the laptop, and now they found classified documents at Pence's residence. I'm just looking at all of this and I'm like going, wow, these people are like anarchists, right? There's no laws or rules that.
Nathan, can you do me a favor? I can't find my own telephone number in our graphics anywhere. Can you drop something in the current show folder so I can let everybody know what the telephone number is on screen? If you may, please. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Thank you very much, sir. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Before we get to that, though, I want to go to our top news headline, and it's pretty brutal. Isn't it brutal? It is brutal. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm not showing up. Nathan is still experiencing technical difficulties, so I have to do the board at my side, which is all right. We'll do that. We can make things happen here. Our top news headline being brutal because there was a scandal. A bunch of Ukrainian officials have resigned because they got caught. I don't know who they got caught by, but I'm sure that's a political maneuver in and of itself.
When you think they needed to get rid of a few folks? It's kind of what it feels like here in
just the whole
in
world,
the United States, right?
Just anything that that the United States touches, right? Terms to corrupt. Sorry, is that does that sound negative?
No, I mean it doesn't sound it. It sounds negative because it is. I mean, you know, it's what's happening. It's very negative. What's happening, and it's hard to talk about it without being negative. I know I have people all the time was like, oh man, you need to be more positive. I'm like, really positive about what? What do you want me to be positive about? You know, as far as politics goes.
Who said anyway. That to you?
Just, I don't know, just random people. Once in a while, I'll get that. You know, I'm just talking generally, right? That, you know, once in a while, I'll get that from someone. And I'm like, my goodness, you know, as far as politics goes, there isn't much positivity to be had. Spiritually, though, I'm very positive. I'm positive that when God straightens this out, there's going to be a lot of people going, whoa, right? Where'd that come from?
They are. Mm-hmm. Yep. I certainly hope so. And by
like
the way,
your atheist friend at the UN, right?
Oh, that was epic.
He's going to be surprised one day, isn't
was
he?
That not epic?
Yeah, it was epic.
If you missed it this morning, we actually published those.
It was classic Peace Antilles
on our channels. I called the UN. I should replay that. If there's anybody out there that did not hear those calls, I think I'm going to replay those. But for right now, let's talk about the corruption of the Biden administration and pretty much all of Congress. They're just shuttling billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Sure. Unaccounted for. Nobody's keeping track of it.
And it ain't the first time.
Huh?
And it ain't the first time.
It's not.
No.
They don't know where the money went. They don't know where the guns went. They had no idea, ladies and gentlemen. And now they've gotten caught. And Ukraine has been rocked by corruption scandal, a wave of top officials resigning. Yeah. Can I rephrase that? Ukraine rocked by corruption scandal. Yeah, it's Ukraine and the United States. The United States is directly tied to this. A wave of top officials resign. Sports cars, mansions, luxury vacations.
Is Zelensky going to resign? Because he's doing it too.
A wave of these top officials, the Ukrainian government on Tuesday confirmed the resignation of multiple high-ranking officials amid large-scale corruption allegations and what's being called the biggest mass resignation and graft scandal since the Russian invasion began. So some dozen officials have quit their post after a huge political shakeup over allegations and probes into cases ranging from bribery to mismanagement of aid funds. You hear that? Or purchasing food to embezzlement. They're driving expensive cars. Let me say that. Mismanagement of aid funds. You got me? Where does that... why don't we call that American taxpayer dollars? They just kept letting these people go because Obama set up such a deep state. So deep. The DOJ is on his payroll. The FBI is on his payroll.
Sure.
This is the most corrupt regime. I think that we're more corrupt than the Roman Empire.
Well, and then what did we do? We went to Ukraine and we duplicated that. Their government is a mirror of our own. It is. I mean, when you look at all of these people that are resigning, in Ukraine, right? Because they became very wealthy very quickly. But it, here in the United States, why isn't it a scandal when somebody like, let's say, Ocasio-Cortez comes in as a bartender, and then she, within five years, six years, she is a multimillionaire? How does that happen? On government pay.
Exactly.
How does that happen?
Well, I don't
know. It's the same thing that's happening here. We just don't see it, you know, and they've got all, you know, they're all bitching about all of the wealthy people. They don't, I guess they don't consider, you know, being worth, I don't know, $2, $3, $4, $5 million in 4 years. They don't consider that wealthy, I guess, anymore. I mean,
these
what
people,
could we do with $4 million?
You know? Listen to this. The defense ministry had earlier announced the resignation of Deputy Minister Shapovalov. What? Shapovalov. Shapovalov. Huh?
Yeah.
Who was in charge of the Army's logistical support. On the heels of accusations, it was signing food contracts at inflated prices. You know why you do that? You bump the price up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a check to his house, right?
Yeah.
In this case, regarding the food contract, Shapovalov is accused of signing a deal with an unknown shady firm. In his role as deputy defense minister, he is the most notable and visible resignation. Crucially, he would have had no small part in overseeing the billions of dollars flowing from the pockets of U.S. and European taxpayers, as authorized defense aid. He purchased military rations at inflated prices in what appears a scheme to line the pockets of contractors and potentially involving kickback to himself. Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not quitting. It's not quitting. There's now discussions about Joe Biden's documents. We see Hunter Biden's laptop still has not been dealt with. On Hunter Biden's laptop, he had information that not the average bear has access to. Confidential, if not sacred information, geopolitical information that he used to his benefit to profit. And who was he giving money back to? You understand how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Comes back around full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hunter
Biden.
Well,
they figured it out.
Biden sits there smoking a crack. When you got Joe Biden working the deal and you're getting all of your, you know what? I work hard. Don't I work hard?
You do.
Does anybody walk up to me and say, oh, Pete, we're going to give you all the inside scoop from classified documentation. And then you'll be able to go out and get inside information from Nancy Pelosi to go ahead and make trades. And, oh, by the way, we're going to go ahead and set up inside trade deals where you can get kickbacks to your house. You'll have millions of dollars flowing back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the information you get, you'll be able to make business decisions. You'll become a multi-trillionaire because, you know, when Nancy Pelosi says, go ahead and buy Amazon stock, you know, right before COVID, that shoots up and everyone's a trillionaire. They got all the inside scoop, inside. Guess what? That is a single reason, single most important reason why. Because if all I had to do was just sit there and let everybody hand that stuff to me, I'd be smoking crack too. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Why wouldn't I? I'd just be doing crack. Like, but I don't even have to have a clear mind. Mm. Everything's handed to me.
Have you ever been around somebody who is a crack addict?
No.
I have.
What do they do?
Oh, I mean, they're just... they're incoherent and they're just not functioning. That's why, you know, I find it hard to believe that Hunter Biden did all this stuff on his own and was a crack addict to boot. You know what I mean? So No, seriously. If listen, I've been really up close and personal with someone who was a crack addict. Okay. And it consumed that person's life. It consumed them. They could not function outside of it. They just could not. And every waking minute, every waking hour that they weren't on crack was spent hustling and finding more crack. That's what it's all about. And then their health deteriorates, their mind deteriorates, and they become like a lunatic or a zombie that is just incoherent and out of control. So, I can't, it's hard for me to believe that, you know, he was a crack addict while he was doing all of this maneuvering. I mean, his addiction must have gotten worse in the end or something, because, I mean, if you've seen somebody smoke crack like Hunter Biden did.
Well, I heard he was at back at the pool waving his addiction everywhere.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
His addiction did get around, obviously. Mm. But you know, look, the United States of America is in deep trouble. And let me tell you why. Because now the left has had like 2 weeks, Pete, a week and a half, 2 weeks, to figure this out, to figure out their counter game, and the game that they actually exposed themselves with Biden. And guess what they're saying? Well, the vice president of the United States, thanks to George W. Bush, this is true because I did my homework. George W. Bush in 2003 signed an executive, order that gave the vice president powers that he'd never had before, and that was to declassify documents. And here's the catch. If the documents were, if the documents came from the vice president himself, which means, did the vice president have order? Did he have something to do with these documents being drawn, right? These classified documents. Was he involved in that process? Or was anyone in the presidential office, did they have anything to do with drawing up these classified documents, right? So he does have the power to declassify documents if they came from him or someone in his office. But here's the problem. Their big argument with Trump was, Trump said, I declassified those documents, right? And Trump was, he was working with the archives, and he had also let the FBI, long before the raid, he had let the FBI come to Mar-a-Lago and look at the documents. And their advice to him was to put a better lock on the door where the documents were being stored until they could reach an agreement with the National Archives, right? Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, however, if you recall last week when he was asked about it, Joe Biden said this. He said, I wasn't aware I had them. He's already said to the media that he didn't know that they existed, that he even had them at his residences.
So therefore, mm-hmm. you cannot declassify documents that you don't know you have.
Exactly. And here's another thing. We haven't heard too much about it yet, but Vice President Pence, his people have now stepped forward and said they have found documents at one of Vice President Pence's offices or in his home somewhere. I don't know a whole lot about it. It was just starting to break this afternoon and I haven't had a time to look into it. But all of a sudden, there's this thing where everybody's got classified documents. Can you imagine all of the classified documents these politicians are storing at their homes, taking home with them?
Yeah, geez.
And they were all ready to jump on Trump. Rob Reiner's out there saying he needs to go to prison. When is he going to be indicted? I mean, the left was all over that. But now that Biden's been busted, they're all making excuses for him, right? They got some problems coming with the Biden thing.
Nathan, do we have the graphic for the telephone number? There it is. OTP, right? You download OTP on the phone. I want to take your telephone calls. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. Okay. You think we can take some calls? No, you need to go, actually.
I'll need to go here pretty soon because I got to finish helping Ashley. But I wanted to come on and say hello to everyone.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
And by the way, do me a favor. Right? We have, you know, everyone. It's not. How do I say this? Yeah, I guess it is disrespectful to the mob.
Don't be disrespectful.
Some people.
We get enough of that from the left.
No, but some people, they're like, oh, you got to do this. Oh, Pete, you got to get to it. Oh my goodness, stop covering that. Listen to me. We got into this mess. Mm-hmm. Because of the suggestions of the mobs or the lack of activity thereof. So I'm not going. I don't go by your suggestions as to what I should or shouldn't cover or whatever. I don't. So stop asking me. Mm-hmm. If I want to do a 7-hour broadcast on Patrick Byrne, guess what?
That people coming after you over that?
No. Just one example. If I wanted to, guess what? You can voluntarily leave and not tune into it. If you don't like it. Here's the bottom line. The majority, I mean, you're outnumbered. There's like 2 or 3 people that sprinkle in there. You're not going to be able to change my mind on what I'm going to be covering. Not even Deb can do that. If you think you can.
No, I don't even try.
Deb can't even do it.
I don't even try. Right?
People gravitate to the show.
I know better.
And you're grossly outnumbered. It doesn't matter how much of a psyop you can put in our chat threads. Nobody's paying attention to you either. You have a fake name and a fake persona. All you fake people on the internet are cowards. You are. You're cowards. You're not even a real person.
Yeah.
Like in most cases, like people, they'll put their video or picture of their dog and their family and stuff like that. They'll put themselves out there. But
sure.
I mean, now is not the time for, you know, people to be cowardly. You know, my name is Pete Santilli. Okay.
And I say what's on my mind.
I do.
I shoot straight from the hip.
And if you don't like it, you can go away.
I wonder what happened to that Italian. What was his name? His name was Joe. He was a cowboy. Cowboy Joe.
Yeah.
And remember all, he was fantastic. He was an Italian. Shoot straight from the hip.
Shoot straight, Cowboy Joe.
Oh, man. Blast from the past, right? Listen, we've been doing this for 12 years, and this is what we want to talk about. Other people can talk about what they want to talk about, but you know, I like to keep the drama low and the information fast.
Oh, we're gonna be covering a lot of very powerful information.
I'm Alex Jones, and you're listening and watching The Pete Santilli Show.
Looks like you're not sleeping well.
Yeah. How did you know?
Hey, Megan!
What?
Hey, you're that guy!
The MyPillow guy!
That's right, and I'm here to help you get the best sleep of your lives. Oh, you have a down pillow. Here's the problem with down pillows. You lay there, you feel comfortable, and guess what? It goes down, and you got one bent neck. So this pillow's no good, and I see you sleeping on memory foam.
Right.
Well, I'll show you what's wrong with that idea.
Okay.
Sleep's all about too high or too low, and I'm going to show you where your comfort level would be.
So, you know, that feels better.
Right, that's better, but I'm not going to sit and hold this all day. So every morning you're getting up like, you know, it's not good. You're sleeping better.
Much better.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
One of the most important challenges our country is facing is healthcare. Hi, this is Pete Santilli, and I want to introduce you to Global Tech, and that's with a K, MD. This is a 100% conservative, patriot-run telemedicine company dedicated to health freedom for all Americans. But don't take my word for it. Just take a look at their board of directors. Deb and I joined Global Tech MD, and I tell you, we couldn't be happier. We got the first month for only $9.95, and you will too by using promo code Pete or by calling 844-GLOBE-MD. That's 844-456-2363. Or go to globaltechmd.com. Global Tech MD gives you so much medical guidance without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You get access to U.S. board-certified doctors in your area 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with no consultation fees, no co-pays, and no walk-in clinics. And the best part is, it covers your entire family. Global Tech MD also gets you up to 85% savings on prescription drugs at participating pharmacies. And did you know, 73% of all doctor visits can be avoided with a simple telemedicine phone call. Stop paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month on expensive healthcare. Global Tech MD is redefining what it means to make house calls. Call them from the comfort of your home, and one of their network doctors will call you back within minutes. Don't wait. Call 844-GLOBE-MD or globaltechmd.com today. That's globaltechmd.com.
Do you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose? Can your retirement account stand up to higher taxes, a volatile economy, and high inflation? How about another massive stock market correction, or even another free money round of stimulus payments? 30% of all money ever printed has been in the last 12 months. What do you think would happen to your retirement savings once our government prints even more free money, potentially sending the dollar to the lowest levels in decades, while sending the cost you pay on just about everything higher? Food, gas, steel, lumber, you name it. Can your savings survive? If you have more than $50,000 saved for retirement that you can't afford to lose, then you need to take advantage of this simple, legal, and tax-free 2021 law that could pay you to protect your retirement. That's right. Exploiting this little-known IRS code 408M3 could pay you to protect your retirement. Many Americans do not know about the opportunity this tax law unlocks. You need to take notice of these warnings, learn about these new laws, and follow through on the proven strategies in this free guide. Ready to get your free guide?
Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete to request your free guide. They'll even pay for the shipping. Be sure to tell them Pete Santilli sent you, and ask them how you can receive $10,000 or more in free silver. Call 855-614-1681 or visit goldco.com/Pete today.
Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, visit PeteLive.tv or FrankSpeech.com.
Over in Studio B, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be taking your telephone calls. And Nathan, all I need you to do, we did audio checks
this afternoon. I just want to make sure the audio is flowing through just fine. And I'm going to need to fix something here. I'm going to have to. Yes. Oh, my goodness. We got Nathan down, and I got to be fixing things. Oh, my goodness. I shot myself in the foot. That's quite all right, because my monitor is out right here, but I will get that fixed as well. Audio is good. It's broadcasting out good. All right. I got to turn that monitor on. I don't know why it shut down. I want to go to the telephone lines. Karen, do you have the ability to open up the phone lines for me? That way we can take calls. Do you have that ability to unmute them? Yeah. Tell me who's on the phone. Host room live? No, the caller. Can you unmute the caller? Just can you unclick the mute button? Yes or no? You don't? Okay. All right, good. Well, I'm going to have to go back over to the other side. So everybody stay. Let's see. Yeah, sure. JJ from Texas is on the line. JJ, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Testing. Oh, wait.
Works good.
Okay, sorry about that.
Works good.
I think you got me now. You got me on?
I got you. What's going on?
All right. I guess if I'm not first, I'm last, right? Okay. Ricky Bobby says, I don't know, Pete. I was wanting to call in yesterday because that burn stuff just burning me up. But, look. You and I have something in common. We both went through the military background to get our clearances, and we know how much fun it was. And do you remember back in the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s, it was a coveted thing to have a TSI top secret clearance, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And people would say it's worth $100,000 extra on your check for the year, right?
Right.
I mean, you agree with that? I mean, wasn't that the mentality of the day back in the day whenever you'd have a clearance, and if you worked somewhere with a TSI clearance, it was worth a lot more money. And this burn stuff, back whenever he first started talking about having, like, intel. Come on, Pete, what was the first thing you thought of whenever you heard him say he had something? I'm going to tell you what I thought first time I heard it. Who in the hell let him have it, and how did he get it? Because he damn sure didn't pass no background to have a top secret clearance, right?
But it depends. He was a CEO of a major corporation.
They went back to my second grade. They went all the way back to my second grade teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but he was the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
I know.
Undershock.
That's what I was about to. I was about to talk to you about that. We have gone through a period of time where people with money think they deserve to be given access, even though they have not earned it. And I'm getting tired of it because
and people having access is one thing, but people that that deceive the public, take millions of dollars from them for an audit, and we're standing there and we got nothing in return. And then he's out there lying about me, but he can't.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this lack of integrity attached to access is what I have a problem with.
He shouldn't be given credibility at all by the elitists, the media, or anybody.
Yeah, you see, it's not just him, though. It's a whole bunch of people, like the barrel of chips out in Arizona,
I mean, all these idiots that have this money. Okay, now, what's funny about this whole thing, I want you to think about it. Elon Musk does not run around knowing or expecting clearance access to anything that's not related to what he's personally working with or doing.
Yeah, he has right? clearance because he's obviously no, I know working that. With SpaceX.
I know, but well, I understand, but he's not a he's not like shooting from the hip like Byrne and Zuckerberg and all these people that think they should be intermingling with the intel community. Look, I heard something today from Rand Paul, and he made a very important statement. And he said that the FBI was given counterintel. I'm trying to remember how he worded it. He gave them missions and I guess the job of counterintel, which you know the FBI is not, was never meant to be a counterintel agency. They were law enforcement. They were not meant to do counterintelligence.
They're nothing, nothing less than a spy agency.
I mean, they're not supposed to be doing something they're not built for.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? Your friend Republicans increased their budget. Isn't that great?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Rand made it very clear because they were talking about burning it to the ground, rebuilding the FBI. But he said the biggest thing is we need to take away our counterintelligence operational ability.
Oh, it needs to be, the FBI needs to be decimated, just pulverized into.
Yes. You know, I mean, look, we used to call them the lackey.
The what?
The lackey. I mean, they were the JV team anytime they'd call us at NSA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were a joke.
Yeah. Hmm. Is this JJ NSA? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Are you disgusted with the level of corruption that we have in this country?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't buy your way into being given access or see all these documents being found everywhere. Come on, man. It's being run by like the kindergarten.
Mm.
It's getting old.
Yeah, zero accountability, total corruption.
Yep.
Look at the money that flowed to the Ukraine. Okay, and they're buying mansions, right. cars. This is American taxpayer dollars being shagged out there. Even the politicians, I'm sure the politicians that are making this happen are getting some kickbacks because Ukraine is their piggy bank.
I mean, you're just guys like me. All of us from 20 years ago, 15 years ago, before the calamity of take the training wheels off and let all these idiots start running the intel and the national security and all this stuff. This Homeland Security thing was a debacle. But, you know,
it's getting disgusting. All right, so I can come up with solutions. Mine aren't the best.
But Byrne,
what?
I do not believe. I think. Look, I'm just going to say what I feel. This is coming from me. I think Byrne has been used by those that were able to use him. That's all I'm going to say. I got to be careful.
That's very cryptic. He's being used by those that want to use him. How do you mean?
That are capable and able to. Because whatever he thinks he had or whatever he was given, first of all, he shouldn't have it, and second of all, he shouldn't be talking about having it.
Mm-hmm. I spy stuff has been weaponized against the American people. I don't like
correct.
It. I don't like it and at all.
Back, look, the first 2 weeks of the Clinton presidency, way back when, they wanted to merge the FBI and the CIA. They had a press conference. They announced they were going to try it, look into it. They were asked the question 2 weeks later, how's it going? They were like, we put that on the back burner.
Yeah. Hey, do you think we're gonna find our way out of this thing? Or are they just gonna start rounding us up and putting us in?
No, I have faith. I'm sorry. Look, we're Americans, man. We're the USA. We've been through so many things. Right now, this is the first time we got idiots that are inside that need to just be scooted aside, pushed out.
They sure do. That's an understatement.
I mean, it's real simple. We need to give them two choices. Do you want to go easy or you want to go hard? That's it.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I see. Let's box, you know.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. I mean, like I feel like we're in the old West. I really do.
Yeah. JJ, thank you.
I don't want to take no more.
No, you're not taking my time. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Look, people, there's many of us who did it right and did it clean. And if we walked out of a secured area with a scrap of paper in our pocket, they'd chase us down. You know what I'm saying? And the way it's been run, it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So sir, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, talk to you later, Pete.
Talk to you later. Right. Do we have another caller on the line? I don't have access to the board. I should actually, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be coming on at 7:30. I was just notified, 7:30. And then I'm going to be bringing on a gentleman named Matthew Alvarez. Matthew Alvarez, he's a former mainstream news journalist, and he's jumped into the independent media. I like him. I had interaction with him. I've seen him. You've seen him at AmpFest coverage. You've seen him on Frank Speech, I think, for CPAC. You've seen him at the Trump rallies with RSBN. And he's going to be joining us. I had a great opportunity to meet him. And he's going to tell you how we came together on a story. It was, as he said, it was real journalism, believe it or not. So you'll hear from Matthew. Karen, if we have a caller on the line, let me know and we'll take that call. If not, I'll just stand here and look like a bobblehead here. I'm not standing here. There's my bobblehead. I gotta fix that monitor. That's why I'm saying I'm standing here. So did we lose the back line? Is anybody on the back line? Anyone there? Yo, Karen. Oh, she's talking on the phone. All right, everybody, stand by. We'll be right with you. Hold on 1 second. Yep. Hold on. Hold on. I got to fix this monitor. Ah, there we go. Much better. Much, much, much better. I had this monitor, and it was, we just set it up, actually. Everything was all set, ready to go. And then it timed everything out, and all the monitors went off, and I wasn't able to see anything. So I will also take a look, because I'll be able to see the callers now on the telephone line. And I will check that right here. Just give me just a couple seconds. It's going to be great. Love being over here. The only thing I don't like is, for the past 12 years, I've stood up to do the show. So I'll probably mix it up and go back and forth, take calls, be a little bit more relaxed as I need to be, obviously. Let's see. We will log in and... there we go. We got Dave Malheur in Oregon.
Hi, Pete.
What's going on, Dave? How are you?
Hey, Deb. Well, I'm angry, Pete.
What's going on?
I'm damn angry.
Tell me why.
Well, I listened not long ago, and I heard that if our Congress was to be prosecuted, 92% of them would be going away. And you know what? I think the number would be higher now, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's just the biggest disappointment in the world. I can't believe she became a McCarthyite, and with what our governor here and Tina Kotek is doing here in the state of Oregon, she's going to invade Eastern Oregon with massive amounts of illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, I'm at the end of my rope, you know. I'm a 73-year-old veteran. We've talked a few times, and I am just, I don't see any hope, Pete, unless we, the people, take to the field. I just don't see it.
Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, we cannot call upon, like, this thing where we're, I'll give you an example. Everyone's like, oh, the mainstream media is not, blah, 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 blah. Mainstream media. Who's going to ask the mainstream media to do anything? We just described over a period of time that the mainstream media is a CIA propaganda storefront. That's all they are. Why are we going to call upon them to do anything? Right? And the people in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene is captured. Dumb. Okay. We got January 6th patriots that are in jail, some of whom haven't even gotten bond hearings and have been held for 2 years. Can you imagine that? And what does she do?
I'm gonna
outlaw firecrackers for Antifa. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene set out to do. Thank you so much. Now, she's the one that took the photo opportunity and knocked at the door out of the jail, but never did anything to resolve the issues with the mistreatment of our fellow Americans. These people should be out preparing for trial. That's what they should be doing.
Pete, The fact of the matter is what we see is a total corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Not of all three branches of government.
Captured.
But our state government.
Totally captured.
No, from state level, to county, to city, to the entirety. We are becoming a totally lawless society. And those of us who believe in God, family, and country, like I took an oath to uphold and defend, these people, that oath means nothing to them. Nothing.
Yep. Hey, dude, will you do me a favor? Stay with me. I want to ask you a quick question on the other side of the break about your governor there in Oregon. Is she any better than stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, 513-970-9080. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining me here at the 7:30 mark. It's about 25 minutes from now. Dave, stay right there. We're going to go to a brief break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there and none of them work. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your...